Okay. Yeah, we're talking about the Shachar Siman Kuf Samach Sif Dalad, the rush that he quotes about paying extra b'shas piron when you're paying back a loan. And we're going to discuss at the end the Tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak, which is quoted in many of the contemporary Sfarim, about somebody borrows 99 cents paying back a dollar. So the sugya, I think, begins on that Ayin Gimel on the Beis. We don't really have to follow inside. But there's a story with Ravina that they poured him extra in his container. And also the Kamei de Rav Ashi, and asked if this was really mutter. And he said, Achluyu de Kamach le Gabach, that they were mochalit when they poured that little bit extra. And Rashi explains, you weren't posik. You didn't say that they had to pay, give you extra. When we died them, they gave it on their own volition. And they never said, oh, we're giving you extra because of this Matanah's mouse. So Matanah be'almahi, that's the definition of Matanah. That is mutter. And Tosfos already points this out, that there's seems to be the heter that Rashi is describing is what seems like a heter by Ribbis Meucheres. That by Ribbis Meucheres, the Mishnah says on Ayin Hay, Amar Deis, that Yeshivas Meucheres, Ketza, Nasan, Ein Avlubo, Simenu, Ruhum, Shaleach, Lobom, Bishpil, Shetel, Beini, Zer, Ribbis Meucheres. I see that this guy has money and I want to borrow from him, so I send him a gift in order, and I say, Bishbiyom B'Tzalvini, I want you to lend me. So that's your Bishbiyom Demas. Lava Yemeni B'Hikstur La Esma Osa, B'Hum B'Shaleach Lo, B'Hum B'Shbiyom Osa, B'Shay B'Tisa Tzlo, Zuri Yer Bishbiyom Charis. And if the opposite would happen, after I paid him back, then I send him a gift and say, thank you for the money, Bishbiyom Osa, B'Shay B'Shay B'Tisa Tzlo, so that's your Bishbiyom Charis. So, many we shown him, and it seems like Tosfos here is assuming that. Hold that. There's only that was dafka in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said the Omer Bishvil Ma'ot Shatzavini, the Omer Bishvil Ma'osecha, the guy actually said that. I gave you a gift that said this is because I want to borrow money from you, or this is as a token of appreciation because you lent me money. And says Tosfos, and here it's not Ribbis Meucheres because you didn't say Bishvil Ma'osecha Shayu B'Tehilin Atzlam. So this is really a machlokas Rishonim. It's a machlokas Mechaber and Ramah, it seems. The Mechaber follows the Rambam that by Ribbis Mukdemas, Ribbis Mukharis, you don't actually have to say it. Even if you wouldn't verbalize that, oh, this is because of that, it would still be Asur. But Tosfos, the Ramah assumes you dafka have to say Yishvim Osecha in order for the Asur, Ribbis Mukdemas, Ribbis Mukharis. So again, it seems like at the first glance of this Gemara, you look at the Rishonim on the page, Rashi and Tosfos. So this is similar to Ribbis Mukdemas, Ribbis Meucheres. He's paying him extra, he's pouring extra for him, but because he's not saying that he's Bishvil Ma'osecha, so there's no issue of Ribbis Meucheres. But the Rush here, which is quoted by the Beis Yosef, the Rush thinks that that can't be the Pshat. I'm going to try to find the Rush. Says the Rashi quotes Rashi, and then he says, "Believe me, Mahasi Mahater Dabar Hadabar." He said, pains his heart to permit this. It seems like he accepts. He doesn't follow the Rambam. It seems like he accepts the assumption that by Ribbis Meucheres, it's only us here if you verbalize it. But he says, "Midlishin Mahasisin Mashma Hadelo Us Ribbis Meucheres Ela Ben Amar Leib Shuma Osecha Shai Betilis Itzlo." He says, yeah, it's true from the Lashon of the Mishnah that it's only Ribbis Meucheres when you verbalize it. But that's only, you're sending him a gift after you've already returned the money. I borrowed $10 from you, I paid back $10, and then the next day I send you a gift. But if at the time that you're paying him, you're giving him more, so that's going to be Asur even stam. Meaning, I borrow $10 from you, I pay you back $10, and the next day I give you a present. So that's, according to these Rishonim, that's mutter. That's not Ribbis Meucheres, he didn't say anything. But says the Rush, if when you're paying back the $10, you give him a tip, you give him something extra, so that's Asur Afilu Bistam. we don't have a hard to hear just because you didn't verbalize anything. So the rush doesn't exist.
It's dumb, but it has to still be that you weren't intending it for the money, right?
Well, that's not clear. That's one of the things we're going to talk about. What does the rush mean? I think there's going to be two ways to understand this rush.
But even in Tosfos.
Even in Tosfos.
When I give you back.
So my Ribbis Mukhares. Let's say Ribbis Mukhares. I bought $10. I paid you back $10. And then the next week I give you a dollar. Yeah. So says the Rama, that's mutter this time.
Even so
the shach there says, well, if you know in your heart that you're giving it because of that loan, that's awesome. Usher.
Okay,
but that's not pashut. No, that's the Chavos Das disagrees. I think the Chalkas Binyamin was machmir, but I don't think we. Another place I saw, he was like, Kitas, Foskim held like that. I didn't seem like a.
Okay, that shach's not so accepted. Not so.
I don't know. I'm not paskining one way or the other. We didn't love that shach when we were learning the Rishonim. Ike, thoughts?
No, the Taz had it also happening again. I agree.
Why,
yeah,
why
the,
not? The why, would we, right. Why would we make him?
Because that Nick or other people are thinking. If the
by the Matan of Aruba,
this isn't a Mexican Ribbis issue.
Actually, for Tosis, it has to be a word.
Saying Ribbis Mujeres is a Mexican Ribbis issue. It's not its own bin of you can't get Ribbis later.
If it had anything, if it just has to purely do with you can't gain, so then even Kavanah would probably not make so much of a difference. His bottom line, he gained from my money.
That's the point.
It's
not from my money.
It's from my money. He was Marba. Oh no, he gained from my money.
We have to look at the Chavos Das and see what his
rush
is. Should we look into this more, or should we keep going? What do you guys prefer? So we'll look into that more later. It's a Machlokes Zechronim. Obviously both sheets are possibly true, and I'm sure they have rise. So the Rush didn't finish off and explain the Gemara, though. The review of the story, he poured a little bit extra. So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Talmidei HaRashba, and by Mekach u'Memkar, that's fine. When I borrow $10 from you, I can't pay you back extra b'shas piron, that's asur afilu b'stam. But by Mekach u'Memkar, I sold you, I paid you $10, and you're going to deliver something to me a month from now, you'd be allowed to pay extra there.
At least b'stam. Deliver
extra. And that's pretty even first from the Gemara. And that's what the, I don't know, it might be the Rama, but that's how we paskin, like that Rush, that, not like the simplest understanding of Rashi, but paying extra b'shas piron, that's asur. And only by Mekach u'Memkar do we have some sort of hata from this Gemara here. Yeah, the Rama quotes the Talmidei HaRashba. Fine. So the question on the page that the Taz, the Shach, and others deal with, is they're bothered by this halacha here contradicts the halacha somewhere else in Choshen Mishpat. It's really also in our parak, in Ezer and Eshach. But they're bothered from the Gemara about I lent someone $10, or I did a job for someone, and when he pays me the money, I find an extra bill there. So the Gemara goes through a whole discussion about figuring out that was this a mistake? Was it Kedas Torah? Or was this just, did he give it to me on purpose? But there's some situation where he gave it to you on purpose and you were allowed to assume, oh, he's giving this to me as a matana and I can keep it. And ask the Taz, ask the Shach, what do you mean? If according to the Rush, the Shach's Piron, you can't pay extra. So then how is there some case that I'm able to keep the money that he's paying me extra? I'm not allowed to keep that. I should have a Chiyuv Bidei Shamayim to return it at the very least. So the Taz and the Shach both, and not remembering exactly what they're saying offhand, because we're going to focus on a third answer, are they both Liku Kimtos? They try to juggle those two Gemaras. But the Chavos Das, which is part of the Pesachei Tshuva, he gives what, I don't know, mechanically, it's a much simpler answer. He just says here, he says, what do you mean? You pay, the guy paid you an extra, the Pesachei Tshuva dollar. I think what he's saying is that What do you mean? At the time that he pays you, Bishas Piron, you're not allowed to accept extra. He said, but that's not what happened in Kosher Mishpat. In the other case, the guy paid me extra. I counted the money after, I don't know, 10 seconds later or 10 minutes later, whatever it was. I counted the money and realized there's an extra bill. He said, but at that moment, it's not Bishas Piron anymore. It's already been all amount of time. Now I'm counting the money. And now it's already B'diavad. And even though we generally say that by Ribbis Durabana, Ribbis Duraisa, Yotza B'dayanik, I have to give it back. The Eastern extracts it from me. Ribbis Durabana, Avichiv B'dei Shemayim, I have to give it back. But it's, what do you mean, in Kufsam Ralph, was it? Mm-hmm. We pask him that by Ribbis Mukdamas, Ribbis Mukharas, there is no Chiv B'dei Shemayim. You don't have to return it, right? No. So by Ribbis Mukharas, if he paid you extra, if he gave you a tip afterwards, so you wouldn't have to return that. So says the Chavos Das, you counted your bills 10 minutes later, whatever it was. So now it's already Ribbis Mukharas, so I don't have to return it.
Is this related to what you, like, it's really a Merci issue? It's not really
Ribbis Mukharas, it's just another. So that's what we're going to discuss.
Is it really Ribbis Mukharas for a different, not even, I don't know the Merci.
I'm saying if the only issue here was Mechzi, so then this is a great answer. At Shas Piron, it didn't look like you paid extra, you just handed him a pile.
That's not the question. I think you're addressing something. You're asking a good question, or a good heart. If I was to ask a word, you should tell us or whatever. I think there's a separate point that you want to make.
Well, is this really Rebis Mukharas?
We're going to get to that point in a second. When Ike and I learned this for the first time, I think we thought, oh, well, the Taz and the Shach, they don't want to say, the Chavos Das answer is great. You know, this is Ribbis Mukharas, and there's no Chiyav B'dei Shemayim, there's no Chiyav to return it, fine. So I think the Chalkas B'Yamun quotes this, that maybe they hold, you know, this is still B'Shas Piron. This is the moment that I picked up the bills and looked at them. Like, that's all called B'Shas Piron. When you got an extra dollar, you didn't even know about it, so then I don't know, I'm dealing with the exact lesson, but it's not. You haven't even been paid it yet. You haven't acquired it. It's when you, and all those things I just said, I love that. But it's only when you actually count your money. So that's the end of that Shas Piron.
Why don't we just look at, when you accepted it, that's Shas Piron, and there was more at Shas Piron.
So
I don't know why you have to say, like, fancy numbers.
Maybe that's even what he says.
Why does the Chavos Das have to hold that it's not Shas Piron?
Well, that explains why I don't. Why
I'm trying
to
answer for
it.
The rush.
I'm allowed to keep that extra dollar.
Why can't you be that?
Because by Ribbis Durabanan, you have to return it.
Why is that Ribbis Durabanan? Why can't it be Ribbis Mukharas at Shas Piron?
Well, that's. Can it be Ribbis Mukharas at Shas Piron?
No, that's the rush is being mechalic between.
Paying later is mutter. Paying at Shas Piron is Ribbis Mukharas, which doesn't need to be returned.
No, paying later is Ribbis Mukharas. That's the definition, right? I give
no,
a tip
later. Says paying later is mutter.
Paying later is a matan.
Only when it's
pesach.
Okay.
That's Ribbis Mukharas. That's the Mishnah. Ribbis Mukharas.
And it's Shas Piron.
And no. The Mishnah is talking about you paid later, but you said Bishvil Ma'osach. Now it's Ribbis Mukharas.
You pay at Shas Piron.
But if you say it pay at Shas Piron,
Ribbis Mukharas, what's that called?
In the language of the Rashi.
So that's what we're going to discuss in
the second. The Chavos Das, though, is going away doing Zoom.
Yeah, so that's.
The language of the Chavos Das, he's using in two different ways. So our sim in Ribbis Mukharas is very specific. And for returning Ribbis, we can use, we call everything Ribbis
Mukharas. What do you want to call that alternative?
So we're going to discuss this exact point.
Because if you think the rush is metallic, and if I was not saying, like, that's okay.
No, it's not. So you just decided by yourself, and you're going to give a little bit extra. So it's problematic.
No, but when did you give it? Did you give it at the time you gave everything else? You gave it, and then you gave it another day later.
The time you gave everything else.
Yeah,
that's
otherwise it would be a mistake. Otherwise it would be a question. So it's clearly at the time of the payment. So then the Chavos Das calls that Mukharas, but that's questionable. That shouldn't call Mukharas. Because
what
is the alternative
to what we just call that?
So
what the rush in the whole thing the rush is making is that that's not called Mukharas. That's called Rakatsutsa. But that's a Chomer D'Rabbanan.
The Machlokes you guys are fleshing out is what we're about to suggest. Jonah Simon shared this wonderful sefer with me, Peros Havayas, on Hilchos Ribbis by, I don't know, Base Mordechai Yitzchak. It's probably his name, Base. But he gives this mahalach. He says, oh, the machlokes between the Taz Shach and the Chavos Das is how to understand this rush. When you pay somebody after the payment, I pay back my halva, and then I give somebody a tip the next day. So that's ribus miucharis. And all, according to these this sheet that we're assuming, it's only asher, it's mufurish. I tell him that this is because this is a tip for that loan that you lent me. If I would do it stam, it would be mutter. And yes, there's a shach about if I know that I'm doing it, fine. But and the rush was saying, but if you do it b'shas piron, it's asher afilu b'stam. So what did the rush mean? Did he mean that b'shas piron, it's asher afilu b'stam, as ribus miucharis? Ribus miucharis, the next day, when I give you the money as a tip, well, it's not clear that this is a tip because of the loan. It's stam, I just gave the guy money for no reason, so that's why it's mutter. It doesn't look like connects to a loan. But if I did that at the time I paid, so your stam is just as bad as wording, as verbalizing it, because it's so obvious. If you lent me $10, but here I am giving you $11, it's so clear that that 11th dollar is connected to the payment for the loan. So even bestam, it's as if I were, it's as if I said it was. So that's going to be an iser of ribus miucharis. And that's how the Chavos Das would want to explain. That's what you were saying to even explain the Chavos Das, and that's why there'd be no chiyuv bidei shamayim to return it. But they're suggesting that according to these other achronim, so it's not an iser of ribus miucharis. Ribus miucharis is when you pay it afterwards. And ribus miucharis is always mutter when it's stam. This is an iser bifnei atzmo. It's a new iser that the rush is inventing. The rush is suggesting and sharing with us is that at the time you pay back your hava, paying extra is aser. It's an iser dura. It's probably not aser deraisa, but it's some iser durabanon of ribus. So if you read the rush inside, I don't know. It's really not so clear. I think you could really. I don't think you can prove either of these.
And then this new iser would be.
And then this new iser, mistama, like all other ribus rabbanon, would have a chiyuv bidei shamayim to return it. Ribus mucharis is like an exception to the rule of being chayav to bidei shamayim.
In terms of rishon, they are different rishon. Like that's the rash.
That's what the basis is supposed to be the rash.
Yeah. Because I'm out.
Yeah, and even that Rashba wasn't, I don't remember if it was so clear when I looked it up, but that's how we passed him. Just to read the Rush again, and you guys can tell me if you think one way is clear than the other. He didn't like Rashi, leading Mahasis, the Hatir, Zed, the Gmish, the Mahasis, the Mashba, Hadalo, Asir, Abis, Nucharas, Alabad, Amal, Abis, Ramos, Seven, Shai, Matinas, and so, I'm Rech, the Shalach, Lo, Acher, Shehik, Sur, and Ma'osav. That's only, you only have the Hatir of it only being Asir when you word it. When it's after you pay back. About im b'shas piron no say no yoser, mixi kiribis, afilu b'stam. So he has that lashon of mixi kiribis, which maybe you'd say, oh, see, mixi kiribis, it's not ribis miucharis. It's not another iser. But contextually, he's talking about ribis miucharis, and he's just saying, well, this looks like ribis, afilu b'stam. Normally, it doesn't look like it, b'stam. But here, it's aser afilu b'stam. So that's a potential explanation of this machlokas. Then this Jonah book, Peres HaBayis, had another nafkamina he suggested. He said that, am I going over 10 too much? I don't remember when we started. We're doing great, right? He suggested another nafkamina that, it's Aser Afilu B'Stam. Why, if you say that this is an Iser Ribis Meucheres, the reason it's Aser B'Stam is because, well, it's so obvious that it's connected, that it has to do with the loan. But let's say, but if Iser B'Fnei Atzmo, the reason it's Aser B'Stam is because Stam and Mufurish is only relevant by Ribis Meucheres, but this is a different Iser. He says, what if I say explicitly, I borrowed $10, I'm paying you back $11, I say that $11th dollar has nothing to do with the loan. That's a birthday gift. That's just a matana for you. It's not, so maybe that if you say it's an iser bifnei atzmo, so I don't know, maybe it should be iser anyway. But if you say that it's ribis meucharis, well, ribis meucharis, here it's only aser bistam because it's so obvious, it looks like it's connected to the loan. But maybe you could suggest that if you say that it's a matana, so that will be better. Yeah, that's not so for sure at all. He quotes a Machane Ephraim, and until this morning I was like, oh, someone quotes a Machane Ephraim. That's what he says. So Machane Ephraim says like a really big chiddush. The Machane Ephraim says that even for Ribbis Mulcheres, it's Machlokas Tish, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says even Stam, it's Usher to pay to give him a tip, whatever, afterwards. And the Ramah says, no, it's only Usher if you verbalize that it's connected to the loan. But even the Ramah agrees, if it was a Matana Meruba, if it was something that was so obvious, so then that's Usher, Afilu Bistam. But says the Machane Ephraim, he says, no, but if you would verbalize, if you'd say this is Dafka Matana, so that's Mutter. Everything's going to be Mutter if you say that it's a Matana, if you say that it's a Matana.
What does it mean when you say you say? It means, and that's what it looks like to onlookers? A little lighter. Kavanas, like the shots there, a little lighter.
No, well, I think the Kavanas, then it's going to be a joke.
Yeah,
if you say.
So then you have to go to the Red Mexican. So then when you say, you mean, you said it's pretty convincing to people.
Yeah, and he says, and this answers the Kasha, he says, of somebody who loans, he quotes from the Rambam, that you found extra money when they paid you back, that you could assume it's a matana and therefore it's mutter. He says, oh, that's why, because you could assume it's a there, you could assume it was a matana. It's as if he was explicitly said it was a matana, and when they explicitly say it's a matana, then it's going to be okay. So that's his suggestion here. So again, we had the Rush was saying if Bishas Piron, you pay extra, that's always, that's Asra Filu Bistam. And we suggested, well, maybe there's two ways to understand that Rush. It's Asra Filu Bistam as a Ribbis Mulcheres, but just that it's so abundantly clear, it's as if you verbalized it explicitly, so it's Asr. Or there's some Isra Bifei Atzmo paying extra, Bishas Piron. And the two potential nafkaminas, first is this Ribbis Mulcheres, or is this some Isra Bifei Atzmo? So for the classic Ribbis Mulcheres nafkamina of do you have to Chiyuv Bidei Shamayim to return it, so that could be a nafkamina, or maybe this will be a nafkamina, additionally this could be a nafkamina of do you have a heter of explicitly saying it's a matana, and maybe if it's Ribbis Mulcheres you do, but maybe if it's an Isra Bifnei Atzmo you wouldn't have such a heter. I put on your yeah. What about it? Yeah.
There, when they make it clear it's a matana, it's okay.
Yeah. So that's a raya for the Machane Ephraim. But it's.
I don't know, we're not done with all the.
Yeah, we're going to get to the Talmid Chachamim thing. You know, let's get back to that. Because I'm not sure exactly how these. Like, that's only mutter for Talmid Chachamim.
But only the way they know to make it explicit.
What?
Because only they understand that that has to be their full intention.
Yeah. I'm looking for understand that from the time. I know that they govern that. I think it's part of it.
Just, I need you a source here. There's a Ramban and a Ritva. I didn't realize it was going to take this long to come here. No, we just, I don't know if you. The Achronim point out from the Ramban and the Ritva, it doesn't sound like it's. They're saying a similar thing to the Rush, and it doesn't sound like it's a Ribbis Mulcheres. It sounds like it's some worse Isser. Let's see which one we want to read. Yeah, let's read the Ritva, which is the second one on your sheet. So first he quotes Rashi. Look four lines down. Towards the end of the line, Ve'ein Zeh Nachon. Rashi had said, well, he just quotes Yeshiv Hirish. He says, Yeshiv Hirish, that the reason for this heter here, of paying this little bit extra, with pouring the extra wine, whatever it was, is because it's Ribbis Mulcheres, and Ribbis Mulcheres is only usher when you say it explicitly, like we see on Ayin Hey. And he says on the fourth line, towards the end of the line, Ve'ein Zeh Nachon. Says, that's not right. So that's like the Mechaber. You don't actually have to say it. It's Usher anyway. And then he tries to bring to you why he thinks that that's the Chah of the Mishnah. Next line, though, the Ode, another reason why this pshat is bad, I'm saying that it's just Ribis Milcheres and it's Stam and it's Mutter. To ask him, Hula'acha Shapiro, the Mishnah of Ribis Milcheres is after you paid the guy back. I paid him back, and then later I'm giving him some bonus. But if I'm giving him something extra, Mishas Piron, Zu Ribis Kimurahi. That's Ribis Kimurahi. So, I mean, if you're really going to take him literally, you'll think, oh, Ribis Kimura, it's Ribis Daraisa. That's probably hard to say. But it doesn't sound like he's saying this reverts back to being Ribis Mi'ucharas. That, oh, this is Ribis Mi'ucharas, and it's clear that you mean it for this reason. It sounds like he's just saying, like, no, this is a new issue. This is Ribis Kimura. So,
is it such a finish to say that it's Ribis Daraisa when I borrow $10 and I pay back $20?
Yeah, well, because it wasn't Kotzitz Mitzchila. I mean,
that
would be.
The original beginning of the barracks says that by Mikara. What's
your Mikara?
Anything that you can't expect to get the money is never Ribis Daraisa.
So, and you can look at the Ramban also, it's a little less explicit, but also doesn't sound like it's Ribis Milcheres. Oh, but the Beis Yosef didn't quote those. We quoted the Rush. Okay, but probably the Rush. If you've got other Rishon that are clear about a point, then the Rush, you can read it either way. I would think to keep everybody on the same page that this is some Isser Bifnei Atzmo. But that's going to... Fine. So that was their little Chakira there. There was their two ways to understand the Rush. The Nafkaminas, if you explicitly said it was a gift, or Ba'achiv B'nei Shemaim, and the Ramban... And the Ritva make it sound like it's some Isser Bifnei Atzmo. We're going to end off with this Tshuva of Minchas Yitzchak. I put it on your sheet also. So this is like probably one of the most Lamaisa questions for us non-businessmen in practical Hilchos Ribbis. But for the businessmen, you've got other types of issues. You've got a lot more of these Halachos. But for us regular folk, you just borrow a couple dollars here. I split the Uber ride with you and I owe you, $4.88. So, whatever, I have a $5 bill, I'll just pay you I owe you $4.88 or $4.98, whatever it is. I'll give you $5. And, like, this is what people usually do, I think. It's like, oh, whatever, that's not Ribis. And just say, like, that's not Ribis. That's just a matana. So, that's the question that was posed to them. And Chassid Yitzchak, is that going to be okay? So, I would have thought, well, this is. That lashon that we use of saying like, oh, that's not Ribis, that's a matana. I'm paying a little extra, but that's a matana. So that's like that machana Ephraim. If you take that side of the chakira and say that the Rush's chumrah of the Shas Piron paying extra is Ribis Mukaras, and you accept that nafkamino that you guys didn't attack me on, you should have more, but that if you say explicitly it's a matana. So then maybe that should be okay by Ribis Milcheres. So then that should be mutter. So it's not really the mahalach that the Minchas Yitzchak says, at least not explicitly, but...
You also have to say that explicitly. People don't usually do that.
What do? They just...
say like, it's not...
So that'll be worse.
No?
Yeah, then you wouldn't be
keep
able to say
change.
What I just said. Yeah, keep the changes bad. Right? I mean, that's... That's paying the extra Bishas Piron.
They don't usually say it's a matzah. Like, that's...
Also,
that would be weird.
I feel like if you're trying to convince Amr, because I'm not sure those cheap words are really doing anything. Unless you give... It is a gift because...
But, like, if you're worried about people, like, I don't think people think that this is, like, an interest payment. We just got out of the Uber and, like, here's a $5 because you charged your credit card in a month. It's an advance payment.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be that you're charging.
I'm just saying. Correct.
So he's just paid the cab.
I'm just saying, like, it doesn't. It's not a Mexican Ribis. I don't think it looks like a situation.
So, that's a
conceivable
thing. Uber?
Right, okay.
I'm taking Ribis all the time.
I don't know what happens if you have, like, a loan that only lasted for 2 seconds. Like, you paid on your phone and then I paid you right back if that's called a halva to begin with. I don't want to get into that. We'll just assume, like, whatever, I paid you a week later, or you, whatever it was. And I'm paying an extra few cents. So the svara that's being brought to the Minchas Yitzchak of why this should be mutter is like, People are just doing this for convenience. They don't. When I pay you $5, I don't have $4.99. It's really hard to me to find $4.99 to pay you. I have a $5 bill. This is much simpler. So I want to just pay you $5. So maybe that should be okay. And I mean, because he's when he's discussing this, so they compare it to the halacha of the Talmid Chacham. Yeah. So they saying that everybody knows this is not. Remember, everyone knows, like you just said, it's not ribbis, I'm just paying extra penny because of the tirakon. It's so annoying to get an exact change.
And even if you have a penny, like, it's annoying to have a penny.
And he says, his muscle, and it's cool. He said, like in a penny anyway, if somebody dropped it, like, you wouldn't even pick it up off the ground. Like, it's so, you don't care about the penny. I think he's using that as, like, I think he's limiting his chiddush that he's about to say.
Okay, so say, like, still only thing, how can you say? He's still giving him a gift.
But he's saying it's just like the Talmid Chachamim, where the Talmid Chachamim, since it's so clear to them that it's not ribbis, that it's just a matana, so then it should be mutter. And then he points out, by the Talmid Chachamim, that was only true if both the Malva and the Lova are Talmid Chachamim. Mm-hmm. If I'm a Talmid Chachamim, you let me I let you $10, and you're a Talmid Chacham, so you're like, I'll pay him 11, and the last one's a Matana. So that's usher if I'm not a Talmid Chacham, because I think, oh, ribbis, this is great. And that looks bad, or it is bad. So you need both people to be Talmid Chachamim. So he said, it's not enough that I just say, like, oh, well, this is a tirchen in me, so therefore it's mutter. It has to be that the Lova also, like, doesn't care about that amount of money. And then he says, Michael, like this part.
The Machel Gabay is like in the Gemara, the amount that people are mocha. It's a small.
Yeah, I think this is a
and
big.
And still, the Russians is awesome.
I think he's a big chemist. That's why the whole first half of this year, I thought the whole any mahalach that's going to say that, oh, if you say it's a matana, it's okay. I thought that's a.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And we shouldn't pass it like that. And this should be asim.
Yeah.
Even an extra penny. That's what I would have thought. But everyone's quoting this from Chassidzchak, so they seem to like it. You can read the whole tshuva, and he probably says it better than I'm saying it. But then he says, oh, but if you're going to do this, like, make sure the other guy should give that extra few cents to tzedakah. And this I will like, because he says, oh, because there's a shita out there that was mutter even for Rebbe Raisa by tzedakah, and for Rebbe Rabbanan to give to tzedakah. So it should really
people
be...
People say that sometimes.
That what?
I don't think they're thinking about Rebbe, so like, oh, just give it to tzedakah.
It doesn't make sense. There's such a...
So he says... like, it's a dollar. It's like, I owe you 19, and you're like, here's 20. It's like, I'll give you a dollar, Rebbe. Give it to tzedakah.
Yeah.
So that's a big heter for that case.
In terms of, like, Shohanar, it's a bad heter, because tzedakah doesn't...
Oh, I'm sorry, should've...
And it's not kitzah.
Even for Durabaman, Rebbe... If you follow Chagim and Yom, you follow like Bunch Acharon, it's not even mutter unless it's out of your hand. Unless it's in a vault that's like by a trustee of my travels. Like the Mishnah Berurah is back on this.
But it happens in more like bigger amounts of money cases too. Like, I owe you $95, here's $100.
Yeah,
then you can't use this. There's no way.
I saw on this footnotes here on the Chachmas Adam that they said it sounds like from the.
Be more creative, but.
I'm not being laughing. I'm quoting the tshuva that's Mako. Shulchan Aruch Rav apparently was very machmir on this. He tries to say maybe it would be much anyway. This is the Archei Chach. No, not the Chach Masadam. I don't know. Whoever's on the bottom of the Chach Masadam on Otsir HaChachma.
Yeah, what is he saying?
He's trying to say, oh, well, everything should be much if you say. Why? Did he write
He writes the Mishnah Sarum. He has four sarum, but the footnotes he writes are not called Dark Chachma. None of the sarum.
I didn't look to see who this was. I printed it for the top, and then later I saw that they were really good stuff, so then I printed more.
That's good.
He wants to say, like, he thinks it should only be Asr Bistam, but if you say Mefurish that if you're doing it for some other reason, then it should be Mutter. But he says, Ela Sheha Graz. That's the Shulchan Aruch Rav, right? So Sibsayan Kazazel Shono Uvishas Piro Ladivri call Aser Laza Litin Lazella Kabel Afilu Dover Muat Yoser Mechovo Bain Mos Bain Dover Acher Afilu Mikramim Rosh Bein Dever Acher, Afilu Bistam, Afilu Einu Miskavin Klal Bespiel Halva, Afilu Ragia Lite No Matanos Kodem Lachin, Shakom Asha Nosi Bishasapir, and Yosim Yehovah Nures Kiribis, Akanashona. So, and then he tried, whatever, I quote, like the next part, he says, but he thinks even he would not do this if it's so clear that people are not doing. I don't think that's that didn't fall so well.
The Gemara sounds like he answered all cases.
Yeah. He also wanted to be mechalik. He said the only reason by the Minchas Yitzchak that you needed both people to be Talmid Chachamim was because otherwise the person receiving it doesn't realize that this is just a matana. But he said here, his point was like, let's say I owed you $4.90. You owed me $4.90 and you gave me $5. So like to you, the 10 cents is nothing. But to me, 10 cents is like, whoa, this is 10 cents. That's great. I could buy a like, piece of candy. So the Minchas Yitzchak said, oh, that's going to be Usher then. You need both of them to think that this is no big deal. So he says, no, that's not true. He said, by the time you come, you just need them to realize it's not ribbis and that it's a matana. And I realized that for you, the 10 cents is nothing and you're just giving it because you don't want to get changed for your five. So, I don't know. I mean, he's got another interesting case that I'm happy to share. So let's say I want to borrow 10 shekel from you. So you give me the coins and run out. And I count them and it's like, oh, he only gave me 9 shekels. So, like, I don't want to be that guy that I'm going to go over to you later and be like, well, you know, you only gave me 9 shekels, so I'm only going to pay you 9 shekels back. So that's just going to be, like, awkward and strange. So instead, like, I don't care, whatever, I'll pay you back 10 shekel. So like, ah, oh, but it's Rebus. I only borrowed 9. So he says, like, no, from that guy's point of view, he doesn't think it's Rebus because he lent you 10.
You should give 9 and from your point later, give 1.
And from your point of view, it's so abundantly obvious that you're not giving it. It's so abundantly obvious.
No, your kavan is also my tana, because you as the payer knows that it wasn't a loan. The receiver thinks it's from the loan, but that's fine because he thinks it's a loan.
So that was an interesting case.
He thinks that you're giving him back.
He thinks you're giving back his loan payment. He thinks he gave you 10.
But for the shaft,
no one's going to think it's
the
ribbis.
The borrower thinks
it's a matana. I'm giving it as a matana. So
such a rush.
I'm not giving it as a thank
you. He can't even borrow money.
He doesn't realize that this is even a ribbis question.
So therefore,
he doesn't think it's ribbis.
Good luck getting the fight with you because of the halva.
With regular people, you would prefer payments.
It's not
a
$5.
Why are you giving me 2 cents extra?
Is there a head of friends here? B'nei Chabura Shenim Arpin Zalza Al Wudas later.
Maybe.
No one said anything.
I don't know if no one said anything. It was just me talking today. I didn't read everything. So one more Eitzel. We can all agree. Ike wants to be mouthed.
I'm saying, like, for example, like, sometimes in the store, like I'll buy something for my mom, and then she'll give me more money back. And I pay.
No, even the family with kids. I mean, people are very close. It's still us, small gifts.
I'm saying, like, if I go buy something at the store and swipe my credit card, and it costs $18, and my sister gives me $20, that's us, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, here's an interesting story that was thrown along.
I don't know. Just because you're friends, I don't see that happen.
Like, it wasn't a halva. It was like, if she never pays back, like, okay, it's my sister.
Let's see what Ike thinks about this hatcher here.
When she gives it back, if
you're going to be mocking on this, if something's 1999, I swipe my credit card, I can't take it 20.
Yeah, you can.
It's wild.
It makes a lot of sense. But the poskim are generally. Chalkas Binyamin was making on this.
Yeah, we could definitely use another basis. You're paying for that job.
Even if you do the.
You have to be explicit about that.
According to Shepherd.
No, but Shas Piron, you're not allowed people to do that. I don't know.
Rashad just with the paying with the car, with the gas in the car, or paying forget the gas in the car. Paying for someone who brings you a safer. He could charge you a lot more because.
Yeah, but only if you charge. Usually, what happens is like, I don't know how much you owe. It was $19.99, and then you just say, here's $20. Like it's not like, oh yeah, you owe me $20. Like, does that matter?
We can talk. It's going to matter, like, who was Chayv and Achrayas along the way. Like, who did it really belong to this whole time? Was it really a halva or
not? No, but I'm saying, but the best case scenario is that it all belonged to me.
But
the delivery guy the whole time.
But then it's Mekach Memkar, and he could pay you.
Is it? It's Mekach Memkar? Yeah. When I say
you're just selling it to him right now,
you can charge. But then you're allowed to charge pay more.
Then we should call it time around.
But it's not even. It's not even like there was a fee. You could charge him whatever you want right now.
No, but you're not charging him $20. You're charging him $20. He's paying $20.
That's mutter for Mekach Memkar though. That's we pass him the Rama pass him like that. Tell me the Rashba.
Yeah.
I could tell us if you like this Eitzah. Let's say I owe you $4.99. And I say, here's a $5 bill. That penny doesn't mean anything to me. And you're like, no, Scott. I don't hold any of these kulas. I won't take that $5 bill. So I say, okay, here's the deal. Here's $5. I'm only paying you $4.99. You owe me a penny. But if you don't pay me that penny by tomorrow, I'm mofel. So is that mutter? Everyone understood the case?
Yeah.
So, meaning I'm going to pay him extra. Yeah. I'd say, I'm not paying you extra. You owe me back the other thing, and I'll be mochel tomorrow if you don't pay me back tomorrow.
But the mechila leader is a Rizmucharis.
Or do you say?
With me, I don't know if it would work because I would be mochel and mechila bal korcha.
Even a Sony Matanos Yichya should take a Matana when it's going to help the other guy. I don't want to give you $4.99. It's such a pain for me.
But I'm not taking this because I don't want to buy it. I'm not Sony Matanos. I don't like it. It's fine. Good.
Or what if I don't even make the Tanai? I just say, you'll owe me a penny.
It's a smart
thing. And then tomorrow I'll say, I'm mochel that penny.
The only thing is, once you build it in, if it'll be mochel you tomorrow, you might still be all called Shapiro.
Yeah.
If you say, I'll pay you a dollar, and then tomorrow you tell me, you owe me a penny, and then tomorrow you say, by the way, I'm off for that penny.
Why would you make it tomorrow better. Just to make it easier? It doesn't matter if it's a minute later.
I think that would be better than if...
here's the $5.
I don't think 1 second later, or a Canadian Dibur, or even a Sukkot or Tisha should help. I feel like by Kenyan Khalipin, you can be closer. We'll call it as much as Sukkot to Indian. By getting married, but we assume that as long as they're talking about the Indian, they're talking about marriage. He gives their bestand to include a Harea. So like, this is like all Shapiro. I don't know what the time limit is. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is one time. I'm just pushing
Okay, so there's probably many more Achronim and Poskim who talk about these similar shilas and these exact shilas. I really only saw what the Chalkas B'Yamin quoted and looked a few things up. So there's probably a lot more to uncover. Certainly an interesting topic. I think it's very reasonable to be Machmer because, I don't know, it doesn't come from the Rishonim at all, any of these svaras. But many Poskim were Mekel here, and we're talking about Derabonan, so it seems reasonable to be Mekel. That's what it seems like to me. Okay.